Hello, this is Styles Marathon Team. I'm Sam. We are here with our first podcast. To my right is Tanya.
Hi.
And to my left is Daniel.
Hi.
The whole team's here, and this is our first podcast, so we're just going to discuss some gaming news topics and then do our games of the year and decade. So let's begin. Right. So our first news is Square Enix have announced that they're going, Tetsuya Nomura, who works for Square Enix, has done some famous games like Kingdom Hearts series, I believe. he's going to lift the veil on a top secret project in 2010. So there's a lot of speculation over what it could be. I'm hoping for Final Fantasy VII Remake. What do you think, Daniel?
Could be a new Kingdom Hearts.
I think Kingdom Hearts is probably the more likely, in a way.
I think more people want Final Fantasy.
But, yeah, that's the thing. More people
Square Enix have already said they're not redoing Final Fantasy VII.
Screw you, I have money.
Is that... So it's kind of like...
No, they did. They said they were going to remake Final Fantasy VII.
They never said that.
They did.
Well, they recently said...
No, because they said, if you want to play Final Fantasy VII, you can get it off the PlayStation Network.
But I've seen in another interview, they've said, if you look at what we've done in the past, you can say that a remake's, a pretty good bet.
Huh. Mm. Wow.
I mean, they remake all their games, but...
They're sending mixed messages.
They were just going to screw over everybody and remake it on the DS, like the other ones they're remaking at the moment.
Wouldn't it be better to put it on the PSP?
I think it'd be better to put it on the PS3, but...
Well, yeah.
I don't think it'd look any different on the DS. It'd just be, the same game.
Yeah.
With worse textures.
So it'd be pointless, huh?
Yeah. No disc swapping, though.
Yeah, there would.
Not on the DS.
Why?
Because it's a cartridge.
Oh, yeah. No, but they only have, small cartridges.
Yeah, but Pokemon games are quite big.
Yeah, but they struggled to put Final Fantasy IV onto the cartridges.
Yeah.
They had to, compress all the sound and stuff.
Yeah, but they get Pokemon on them. Well, their Pokemon is pretty basic everything. It's only, 2D sprites. Yeah, they can just cut back on the FMVs a bit.
But then it's not the same game, is it?
There's only three FMVs in Final Fantasy VII.
Well, maybe they can just take them out because the story sucks.
Well, let's just say that maybe they won't make it on the DS. I'm hoping. Kind of hope for a PS3 release.
I mean, PSP would be if they were going to go for a handheld PSP.
Yeah.
iPhone.
Well, they did okay with, Crisis Core. That looked okay.
Yeah. But Crisis Core wasn't as big as Final Fantasy
VII. Yeah, that's true.
Though Dissidia is quite a big game. What about a new Chrono Trigger? Are you looking forward to maybe that, Daniel?
Never played the original.
Me neither. Yeah. I do want to, though. But every time I look at it, I'm
I downloaded Final Fantasy something.
Something.
What is the PS1? I think it's Anthology or something. Yeah. Or Chronicles. And that's got Chrono Trigger on it, but... Not played it.
Why? Because they were just trying to throw it in with anything.
I don't know.
I know not many people bought it. I don't think they did. It wasn't a mass hit Final Fantasy was.
It's pretty popular though.
It's got a cult following.
Yeah. With JRPG fans.
Yeah. But no one likes them.
No one likes JRPG fans.
Apart from Square. Not even Square don't like them anymore. That's why they went to the 360.
Oh, no fanboyism, come on. Dick.
No fanboyism, you dick. Nice.
Yeah.
I've got to edit this. I'll have to beep you out.
Why? No one cares if you swear.
Can't swear on the internet.
Oh, yeah, the internet is full of pureness and good-heartedness.
Well, while we're on Final Fantasy VII Remake, speaking of games that will never come out, Duke Nukem is in the news again.
Oh. Another 10-year wait for a failed project, maybe?
It didn't even look that good. Did you see the leaked footage?
No.
It's pretty awful.
It's just going to be another...
Do you even know what Duke
Nukem is? ...samey shooter.
I heard about it. You've told me about it before, but... I might have phased out and you were telling me.
It's just, it's a basically, it's like a comedy shooter sort of thing. It was quite famous back in the day.
Nintendo 64, wasn't it?
It was PC game originally.
Was it?
Yeah. It was like the biggest game on the PC. Well, I'm pretty sure you weren't around when Boot Movement first came out.
Yeah, I know, but she would have been about 5, 6. Just generally, like, PC games I never really got into.
Yeah, back in those days, PC games always been quite the real hardcore.
First gaming thing
Snobs.
I got into was the N64.
Yeah,
Same here.
I think mine was probably Mega Drive.
I don't remember ever playing any of the Duke Nukem games.
I don't think I've ever played them. I don't think I've ever owned any. I've definitely never owned any, I still haven't. Yeah, so apparently they've got some new games coming out that are in various stages of development. Although I'm sure Duke Nukem Forever is in a various stage of development. Anyway, on from a game that's never coming out to a game that has came out.
Not only has it come out, it's the
best-selling
game ever.
It's the best-selling, at the best launch of any
entertainment
media.
Which is quite an achievement for a game that...
Beat Harry Potter.
Beat Twilight as well, thankfully.
beat the Titanic. That's pretty impressive.
That's pretty good. It's good going.
Although, to be fair, it costs a lot more to play Modern Warfare than to see the Titanic.
Which is an even better achievement then, isn't it? But anyway, it's got a new patch coming out.
So all your cheaters out there.
Fix the bugs and help stop cheating.
Until they hack it again.
Yeah. Which
not really, because all the cheaters just won't update their console.
Knowing how good cheaters are, you know.
They could just not.
They'll just get them back within the next couple of days and have nukes every few seconds again. So,
Well, if 11 million people bought the game, I mean, that's just the ones who got it legally. 11 million people, there's bound to be plenty of people who are experienced in writing code for games.
And by that, the technical term, I think, is cheating bastards.
Yes. Infinite rocket launchers galore.
Another interesting thing about Modern Warfare 2 is that not only is it the best-selling game of all time, it's also the most pirated game.
Of 2009.
Of 2009, and of all time.
They've lost reportedly $245 million in sales because of piracy.
Well,
I'm sure they're like $2 billion that they actually made.
But still, I mean, it's not really losses. It's just people.
It's just not sales.
Those 4.2 million people might not have ever bought Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah. And just been outcast by everyone they ever knew.
Yeah.
But it is quite an achievement that a game can sell that much. And it's not even a, like, brilliant game.
Hmm.
I've seen games that are more deserving of numbers like that. Other games on the list are The Sims 3. Prototypes on the list as well.
That's because it's a PC game, sir.
That's because it's a PC game. What? Imagine you're on the list because it's a PC
game. No, PC games are more likely to be on the list because people don't download...
Sims 3 is a PC game.
Yeah, I know, but that's shit.
Prototype's a console game ported to the PC.
No, it's not.
Here it is.
Was it?
Yeah.
Came out at the same time. PS3 and PC, same time, as far as I'm aware.
I'm sure it was ported to the PC. I doubt it was developed on the PC. I know they normally are, but it was probably...
Either way, I mean, I don't think they really lost sales.
Need for Speed se. Shift, Super Street Fighter 4. That'll be on next year's list.
New Super Mario Bros. Wii.
Ah, that's the highest downloaded Wii title.
Which is quite surprising, because...
Well, how does that work?
What?
It's not on WiiWare.
Yeah, but you can hack your Wii to play illegal games on it.
Ah, fair. Like me. Although, I don't think mine plays illegal games.
Why is it hacked?
It's hacked, yeah, but it's okay. It probably does play illegal
games. It probably does play illegal games.
I don't know how to use it.
You just haven't done it yet.
Doesn't matter, I don't care. I'm playing a Wii game.
The Wii's rubbish.
So, well, I'm not the one who was trying to convince people that World at War on the Wii was a good game.
The World at War on the Wii was a fun game.
World at War on the consoles wasn't a good game.
It was alright.
Nazi Zombies was the only reason people bought it.
That's it was alright.
No one, like...
The online... Yeah, okay, it wasn't Modern Warfare, but it was alright. To be honest, now that the Wii has Modern Warfare...
One.
That's probably a better game than Call of Duty World at War. But my point still good old stands.
Triarch. They always like to try their best.
That James Bond game was apparently quite good. They made that.
Quantum of Solace.
Quantum of
Solace. Didn't have split screen.
So?
it didn't have split screen. How can you make a Bond game without split screen? It's like sacrilege.
That's true.
There's quite a few Bond games about.
Yeah, it had it that on was Wii, bad. Though. Yeah, but the best one has split screen. GoldenEye.
Yeah, but GoldenEye, we played it the other, like, a couple of months ago and it was rubbish.
It was not rubbish.
GoldenEye's better in your memory.
Yeah, it's, but, that's where it should stay.
I disagree. I still like it.
But it's not
it.
A bad game. Like, for its time, it was a good game. But obviously, there's probably some better shooters now. After finishing our most pirated... What's your most pirated game of 2009?
What do you mean, what's my most pirated game?
Or what's your favourite pirated game?
I've not really pirated many games this year. I've started paying for games. Oh, actually, no, I've downloaded loads of PS2 games. About 20 of them.
Yes. What was your favourite out of those?
Out of those 20-odd games to know, Bully's pretty good, surprisingly.
I wanted to play Bully.
Yes. That's actually quite a good game.
They're about making a sequel.
That's just nice, okay.
You can get Bully on the Xbox 360.
Yeah, I know. And I'm not going to buy it.
And the Wii.
Persona 3, I downloaded that, that's pretty good. I like the first, fourth one, so. Actually, talking about Persona, the team behind the Persona 4...
Nice segue there.
...are working on a new game, which could possibly be a fifth Persona game, which, well, I like the Persona series, so that could be good.
But if it's on the PS3, you will never get to play it.
It will probably be on the PS3, if anything, which means...
I'll be
stuck, because I don't have a PS3, I only have an Xbox 360, so...
I'm sure they'll eventually...
port it?
No, not to the 360. Like, Atlas don't really bother with that shit. It's a Japanese game, they don't really care about the 360.
Yeah, it's true.
There's not really much love for the 360 in Japan.
Yeah.
They can't. They just can't catch a break in Japan. Although it did outsell the PS3 for, like, 1 week.
Yeah, but that's because Summit came out on it.
Yeah, it was, like, some amazing... a JRPG that the Japanese went nuts over.
Last Remnant, probably, something like that.
Yeah, no, it wasn't Last Remnant. Huh? It was Star Ocean. I think.
Right. our last bit of news is the new premium PSN avatars.
This is the start of a service that they're on about doing, where they're going to... beef up the PlayStation Network, but at a cost. But they're saying the current services will remain free, so you won't have to pay to go online like some consoles.
Alright.
no names mentioned. Although it's funny how Microsoft had to stop people paying on the PC, because no one wanted to do it.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't get
it. Because it's free. Why?
I think it's easier to do it on consoles, but with PC, there's, like, too many different services.
Yeah.
And games for Windows was just one thing. You still had Steam.
Exactly. So, that never sort of took
and
off.
Illegal downloading. And I'm sure there was a hack for Microsoft games for Windows.
Oh, yeah.
So you didn't have to pay. PC, I think PC is too out of the realms of control. You just have to pander to their whims. Give them dedicated servers and they're happy.
Although, apparently, considering how many people are still playing... Modern Warfare 2, even if you don't give them a dedicated service, they're still happy.
Yeah, but you feel the wrath of their cheating. I mean, they should just do what Half-Life did and just let them cheat.
Half-Life didn't let people cheat.
Yeah, it did. Well, it opened up to modern, didn't it?
Yeah, but that's not cheating.
It's kind of cheating.
If you make a new game, that's not cheating.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's like they're turning cheating into something else.
Modern Creating a game mod is not cheating.
But it's altering the game code.
Yeah. You're just using the engine to make a different game, really.
Not just the engine. I mean, there's a lot of Left 4 Dead 2 modding. But Valve Void let people mod. It was like, yeah, screw.
As long as it doesn't affect the actual online of the original game, it's alright.
Although I think there's probably a lot. But the Half-Life 2 doesn't have any online components.
Yeah, there's Half-Life 2 Deathmatch.
Is there?
Wow. It doesn't come with Half-Life 2.
Yeah.
You have to buy it separately.
Oh, I bet that's crap.
Half-Life...
What are you going to do? Physics puzzles.
Half-Life 1 deathmatch was quite good.
Do you do the seesaw physics puzzle?
No. Half-Life 2 is a good game.
I swear that seesaw physics puzzle was used like
three times. Yes, they overused the physics puzzle, but it's still a good game.
Do you even have any clue what we're talking about now, Tanya?
No, I think I phased out.
We're talking about Half-Life. It's a really
boring, I heard you say Half-Life.
It's a really boring game.
It's a really good game.
I don't know.
You're sitting really far away, they're not going to be able to hear you.
Shit.
So it's just going to be me arguing with myself about how bad Half-Life 2 is.
It's going to look like you have an imaginary friend or something.
I mean, yeah.
Even his imaginary friend doesn't agree with him.
Well, to be fair though, I got it on the PS3, which isn't the best version, but still.
Yeah, that's true.
Half-Life 2 is crap.
Half-Life...
I got like an hour into it and it was just like,
You only got an hour... Oh, you can't judge a game by... Okay, you can.
Yes, I can judge a game by an hour of play.
Half-Life 2 is a good game. Let's move on.
Portal was a good game.
Portal was a brilliant game.
It was alright. It was a good puzzle game. I don't know how they do numbers. They're on about including multiplayer at one point.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't see how you could do multiplayer.
Co-op would probably be alright. You could probably do that.
You could probably do races, but...
Maybe, like, it's some really difficult physics-based multiplayer. We have to hit them with a companion cube. So you're just, like, you're doing portals everywhere. Just try and hit them with this cube.
That'd be quite funny. Although, probably it'd take really forever hard
to kill someone. But it'd be really cool. I don't know, you could, like, do a portal over a lava pit and then just shoot it and they'd fall into it and die.
Right, should we move on to our top games?
I think we kind of went off track with the whole PS3 premium services.
Yeah, I think we did. Whoops.
Don't throw your phone at my laptop. Alright, anyway. So yeah, we've all done our... We'll do our game of the year first, I think.
Alright. Okay.
Daniel, do you want to start?
Right, well, my game of the year is Persona 4. Yeah. It's a really good JRPG, you know. It's got other aspects to it.
Just so we know, this is the only game Daniel's played that actually came out this year.
All right. Yes, I'm cheap, so I buy older games, which I like more. So the only game I've bought this year, which technically it was released last year in Japan, but we'll ignore that. It was released in Europe in March 2009.
Otherwise it would have been
Persona 4. You should play it. If you still have an old PS2 kicking about somewhere.
Everyone has an old PS2 kicking about somewhere. I think, like, everyone and their grandmother has a PS2.
So, okay. Everyone and their grandmother should play Persona 4.
Maybe not your grandmother. It is a bit weird. Is that the one where they hold guns to their faces?
No, that's Persona 3.
Ah, fair enough. This is the one with the glasses.
Yeah. Persona 4 is really good.
Yeah. I thought Persona 3 was really good. Well, so I heard. I never actually played it. Gave up on the PS2 when the PS3 came out. Anyway, Tanya, what's your game of the year?
Resident Evil 5. Yeah. I didn't have much to choose from. Like Daniel, I'm just poor. I'll get old games, if any. But yeah, now that was really fun, it was. I enjoyed that. I like playing co-op.
Not enough survival horror, though. It wasn't very horror.
Yeah, but it's not... Yeah, since Resident Evil 4, it's not been a survival horror, really. It's just it's an action game now.
I think Dead Space is more of a continuation of... Have you heard Dead Space is going to have multiplayer?
No, I've not heard
Dead Space 2 is going to have multiplayer.
That sounds interesting.
That seems a bit pointless. I think they're tacking... Have you seen that... Have you noticed how multiplayer is just being tacked on now to every game?
Mm-hmm.
You're sitting over there again, Daniel.
Although they're leaving out of every game that should have multiplayer.
I think local multiplayer seems to be disappearing, which is annoying.
It's annoying. I like... Split screen's good. I have friends. I want... You know? I don't have online, so... I like to have friends in the room.
I like split screen. Just because you can play it with your family and stuff and don't have to bother with the nonsense of going online.
Mm.
Although, playing online's fun,
everyone's
going
to turn into land nerds.
I prefer playing with, like, you know, people... Yeah. That I can actually see and know.
Well, Right, yeah, I think there's some games that just don't need multiplayer. Dead Space being one of them. It's a survival horror game, you don't need multiplayer in survival horror. Unless they do something really cool, like Necromorphs versus humans.
What, you mean survival horror like Left 4 Dead?
Left 4 Dead did a pretty good multiplayer in survival horror. I think they've done it their best. Resident Evil's multiplayer is just ridiculous.
What, Resident Evil 5? It's not really ridiculous.
What, versus multiplayer in Resident Evil 5?
I've not played the versus, so...
I have, it's stupid. There's four-player versus.
That sounds crap.
It's just like, the zombies are there, but you don't kill them. Now, there is a mode where you do have to kill zombies.
Alright.
But the other mode is where you just attack each other, and the zombies are just there.
Right, yeah. It's your game of the year now.
My game of the year is Uncharted 2.
Right.
I think it was, like, one of the best action games I've ever played. It was pretty... And the graphics are really nice.
Oh, really, really nice. Yeah.
Well, the graphics are the best I've ever seen, I would say. In person. I've never seen Crysis run at full spec.
Fair enough.
I'm sure that maybe looked better. But they did put a lot of time and effort into that game. It's very polished.
Well, they've had enough years to make, haven't they? Since Uncharted 1 was a launch title.
That wasn't.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
I thought it was.
It was a near the launch title, but it wasn't actually a launch title. Yeah, it's only been like 2 years.
Right.
Development. I think. Maybe three. Now it's our top whatever list. It was top five originally, but Daniel decided to go to 7, then I made him go to 10.
So I have a top 10 list, and those two have a top 5.
So,
of the best games of the decade.
Yeah. So. From 2000 to 2009.
So, who wants to start off?
You're going first, because you've got the longest list.
Okay. I'll just, this is in, like, no real order, but, like, first game on the list would be Persona 4, since, you know, that was my game of the year. After that, there's Mass Effect, because it's really cinematic story, good combat.
Lots of elevators.
Yeah, some elevators are cool. of course sex. There's the controversial alien sex.
Have you actually got to that part in the game yet?
So, then obviously there's the original Modern Warfare, which I think was quite innovative for shooters at the time. It brought in a lot better multiplayer than other shooters had before.
And now every shooter copies it.
Yeah. Treyarch made a crappy World War II copy of it.
Apparently their next one's going to be like in the Vietnam or something.
It's going to be even worse. It's going to be guerrilla warfare. You're just going to die.
You're just going to die. That's the game. Maybe it's MASH, the game.
Next game on the list is Portal. It's got good gameplay mechanics. It's funny. It's really witty, and it's just generally a really fun game to play.
I agree with you with Portal, it's a good game.
Grand Theft Auto Vice City. A lot of people would choose San Andreas over Vice City, but I preferred the story of Vice City. I think it did something quite new at the time, which San Andreas just sort of built on. So I thought that was a good game.
Are you going to get GTA 4?
Probably.
You can get the... If you got an Xbox, you can get the downloadable episodes.
I will get them. They cost money.
You can get them on the disc.
Next game's Metal Gear Solid 2. Now, a lot of people don't like Metal Gear Solid 2 because apparently Raiden's not a good enough protagonist, but I really like the stealth and the stuff of number 2, and I didn't really like number 3.
Me neither.
And number 4 is more action-oriented, so...
Number 4 is a good game.
Number 4 is a good game, but I prefer... I think number 2 is a lot stealthier and stuff. I think I really enjoyed that game.
Don't like stealth.
We know.
I'm no good at it.
Half-Life 2 is the next game, because I really like Half-Life 2. It's a good shooter. It's got...
It's not a good shooter. It doesn't...
Yes, there's a few... Physics puzzles.
Liberal maybe. Use of physics puzzles.
Couple too many, yes.
And the driving's a nightmare.
Yes, the driving's also a nightmare. But it's got a good story, it's got fun gameplay.
Don't play with my controllers with your feet.
Plus, picking up stuff and throwing at enemies is really fun.
I never got far enough into it to get the physics gun. I wanted to mess around with it, but then I was like, oh, this is so boring, I can't continue playing.
So you see, the best bit is when you get it and it becomes overpowered, and you can literally pick up the enemies and throw them at other enemies, so they just die. There's Resident Evil 4, which, obviously it was quite a departure from the other Resident Evils. It was more of a action game than survival horror. But I thought it was a really good action game for the time. So, you know, good as PS2 classic there.
Better than Resident Evil 0.
Better than any Resident Evil apart from number 5.
Yeah, five is very like 4.
5 is pretty much the same as 4, but with 2 players.
With 2
analog, and in Africa.
2 analog sticks.
Slightly less racist. Apparently.
Yeah. It's just like 4, but with more shootery mechanics. Yeah. Like, you can have free control of the camera and stuff.
Super Mario Galaxy, which is one of the only titles worth playing on the Wii, which is a great game.
What about Mad World?
As I was saying, I'm sure Mad World's worth playing.
It's like the Tony Hawk's of killing things.
And then for my final game, I've chosen a DS game, which is The World Ends With You, which is quite different for a JRPG. I quite enjoyed it. The story was pretty good as well.
You bought it on Yahtzee's recommendation.
No, I didn't.
Bet you did.
I bet I didn't. Yahtzee didn't like it. Why would I?
He said it was good for a JRPG.
Did he?
I think so.
Oh. Well, anyway, that's my top 10. Now, I'll let them go on with theirs.
Tanya, it's your top 5.
My top 5. Okay, well, obviously one of them's Resident Evil 5. That was really good. And stuff, as I've mentioned before, with, like, a game for this year. And there's Quantum of Solace. Because I love James Bond games, to be honest. Sure. I love James Bond in general, so...
Even though everyone else knows that they sucked after GoldenEye.
Shut up. I disagree with that. I like the James Bond games, and I think they're fun and everything. And then, obviously, I like Dead Space, actually. Dead Space scared me, and it still does. It's really jumpy and everything. Like, it's not proper scary, like, nightmares, but it makes you jump a lot. So, I like playing that. Because it's quite fun just to be sat there and suddenly, like, run out the room. Then there's Modern Warfare 2, which, although the campaign, like, obviously I was like, oh, it's really short, I don't really care about that because I'm not very good at games. So, to me, it lasted quite a while. She wants the achievement.
She's still trying to get that platinum trophy.
Yeah. And plus, online's fun as well. Making my way up slowly but surely. And Little Big Planet. I love Little Big Planet, to be honest. I love everything about Little Big Planet. I don't think Little Big Planet's gone wrong so far, so I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
One of the few console games that's still updated, like, a year after it's still been out, and they haven't announced another version of it.
It's a brilliant game. And I love Sackboy.
Right, I guess it's my turn now. My first one's Metal Gear Solid 2. For pretty much all the reasons Daniel said, I preferred to number 3. It's very close to number 4, but just because 4 like has the free roam camera and stuff. I think 4's a better action game. It's the best, like, but Metal Gear Solid 2 is really good. It's like everything Metal Gear Solid, you wanted Metal Gear Solid 1 to be, but it wasn't. And I like Raiden. He's a little bit of a bitch. But he gets a sword. My other game of the decade has got to be Assassin's Creed 2. I love that game. I liked Assassin's Creed 1. A lot of people didn't. But I thought the free roam aspect was a really nice touch. And how you can pick and choose your assassinations. Well, you can pick and choose. Pick and choose how you did them. You still have to do it. Obviously. It is a game. Uncharted 2, that was it, yeah. That was my game of the year. But I would explain why I like that. Because it's amazing. Modern Warfare 2 is my last one. Just because...
You've only put That's your fourth.
That's not my fourth.
Yeah, it is. It is Assassin's your fourth. Creed, Metal Gear, Uncharted, and Modern Warfare.
Crap. So, Modern Warfare, I like Modern Warfare. Really good. And now, I'm sure we'll use the local multiplayer. As good as local multiplayer. That's what seals the deal for me in Modern Warfare. And my final game of the decade is Nobby Nobby Boy. No, it's my final game of the year is Gotta Be Smash Brothers.
Which one?
Brawl. The one on the Wii.
Oh, right.
Just because it's a brilliant fighting game, even though no one will play it with me anymore.
Just because you got too good.
You're that guy.
I know, I am that guy. And just because it has Sonic in it.
Sonic's gone way downhill.
Sonic's rubbish anyway.
Not if you remember the original Sonic.
I remember the original Sonic, but
2D Sonic.
Sega has raped my mental image of Sonic.
2D Sonic 2010 is going to bring Sonic back.
I think we should talk about the worst games of the decade.
It is worst games of the decade. No.
Yeah. Mine is a 3D Sonic, which has so ruined my image of the blue hedgehog.
Sonic Adventure was good.
Sonic and the Black Knight for the Wii.
Just what Sonic needed.
It is
a talking sword.
Such a bad game. I mean, you don't even control his movement. You press forward on the stick, and he moves along a set path.
You can go backwards.
You can't go backwards.
You can do backflips backwards. You want to keep going backwards.
See, you can't even walk backwards. You have to do backflips backwards. And, I mean, he has a talking sword. He runs at 600 miles an hour. Why does he need a talking sword?
One of my favourite clips from Black Knight is when they're jumping platforms and enemies spawn on the platforms. So you jump, then enemies spawn in, and you get knocked back and fall off the platform. I was like, wow, that's just, did they even play the game when they finished it? It was like, there we go.
So yeah.
Out the door.
That's my worst game of the decade.
What's yours, Tanya?
Nobby Nobby Boy. It was rubbish. It was pointless. There is no goal for it.
They got you to Jupiter the other day.
It is a really boring game.
But
Nobby Nobby Boy.
It's just like you're there and you're walking around. There's nothing you can do.
You can eat things.
Better if there was like some kind of like mission criteria for you to eat so many people so you can eat a house kind of thing.
You can get trophies
that.
For that.
But yeah, but no.
Plus the graphics are.
The graphics are wicked on Nobby Nobby Boy.
Well, the art design is horrible.
No, it's not. It's not good.
It's rubbish.
It's like someone's been on too much acid and decided to make a game.
Everyone should buy Nobby Nobby Boy.
Someone's had a massive Wii trip.
They shouldn't, because it's boring. You're just there and you're wandering around aimlessly.
No, you're not.
What is the fun in that?
Eating things and growing bigger.
I find that very boring in certain respects because there's no goal for it. You're just eating things for the sake of eating.
You make your own personal goals.
I don't want to make my own personal goals with a game.
I
want
to be told what to do.
I want them to make my goals.
Maybe
otherwise, I'd just make my own game.
Maybe you should play Dead Space Extraction. They play the whole game for you.
Although apparently it's quite a good game. So
it's good in terms of real shooters.
No, but apparently it's quite a good game. It's made some Game of the Year.
Like, no way it's made.
No, like top 10 games of the year. It's made lists.
It's made lists.
It's made it onto lists.
Well, Sonic and the Black Knight made it onto a list, but not a good one.
Okay. Anyway, what's your worst game of the decade?
Half-Life, no. Probably Far Cry 2, no, or Fallout 3. Maybe Haze.
Oh, those are some
you
controversial choices right there.
Not Fallout 3, I like Fallout 3.
I can give a reason for all of them. Haze, everyone knows about Haze, because it's just mediocre.
Yeah, well, it's not the worst game then, is it?
Okay, so not Haze, it's either Fallout 3
for my sister.
Or Far Cry 2.
Well, go for Far Cry 2, because I like Fallout 3.
Well, they're both boring.
Well, they're not. But
they're open world games with nothing to do in them.
There's loads to do in Fallout 3.
You spend whole hours walking to
and
different towns.
And I like changing how I look and wearing all the posh 50s clothes. I think that's fun.
Well, I think Oblivion's better than Fallout 3, so...
But it's a massive world, and you spend half the time walking between across. Towns and getting your ass kicked.
Yeah, but once you find the town, you can just, like, flick over to one.
But then you never have to go back to that town, you have to go to another town.
It's fun for a few.
And all the quests, like fetch and retrieve quests, it's all just crap. Actually, they're not fetch and retrieve, they're dungeon crawling. So you just go through this bit when you get to the end.
Well, I like Fallout 3 anyway.
I don't like Far Cry 2 because it's crap. It's a massive open world with even less to do than Fallout 3. All you do is drive around and get shot.
Then there you go, that should be.
And then your weapons break.
Worst game.
That was the dumbest mechanic ever.
What?
Breaking weapons. Weapons that wear out over time.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, but they wear out in like a space of half an hour.
Well, yeah, that's stupid.
You're constantly shooting, they're jamming up. Then they explode, you have to go all the way back to the gun shop.
It's because you're in Africa. Sand gets in the barrow and it dies.
I don't want that sort of realism in my game.
Is there any games you wish you'd played?
Yes.
Which ones?
Do you remember?
I do remember. I would love to have played either any of Team Ico's games on PS2.
Wow, so Shadow of Colossus.
Apart from Akami. I didn't agree with that.
Akami's a wicked game.
You don't want to play Shadow of Colossus, but you gladly play Akami.
Fuck, I should have put Akami in my top 10 games. Cock. Yeah, anyway.
Now you have an 11th.
Nah. Okay, so you wanted to play either Shadow of Colossus or Ico. Yeah. Ico, either.
Just because, like, they are difficult to play now. I mean, if I wanted to, I could, but they're very expensive. I also wish I'd bought Metal Gear Solid 3 Subsistence when it came out. And I opened it. £400 off Amazon.
What?
New, brand new, obviously. If you want it, like, second hand, it's like £40.
I know what I want to get again. I want to get Toonbee on the PS1.
Yeah.
I want to play through that again.
You want to get what?
Toonbee.
Didn't you say that was worth a lot of money?
Yeah, it is. Not to the extent of what you're talking about, but...
Not Metal Gear kind of money.
Yeah, but still money.
Anyway,
what's the game you wish you'd played this decade?
Well, I could decide. It was between either Uncharted 2 or Assassin's Creed. Shit. And I decided to go for Assassin's Creed because I've played a bit of the first Uncharted, so I kind of discounted Uncharted 2 because I could probably get onto that, but I've got no way of kind of moving into. Tanya's decided
she hates third person shooters, even though
I have not. I did not say that.
That's what you said in Army of Two when we played the demo.
I said I didn't like it.
Because it was third person.
Yeah, I was joking.
Oh, okay, then.
You just twist my words so much.
No, they were your exact words, Tanya. I haven't twisted them around.
But I weren't like, no, just go away, right? Yeah. So, Assassin's Creed, because I have no way of kind of like moving on to that. Yeah. Might as well. Rather play the original first than do the second one. It's kind of seems pointless.
My game that I wish I'd played this decade is the second Assassin's Creed. So I played the first.
And you'll get to play it next decade.
Yep. In 2010, I'll get to play Assassin's Creed 2.
Did you actually play the first Assassin's Creed?
Yeah. I borrowed Joe's Xbox a while ago, so.
You borrowed his Xbox?
Yeah.
And by borrowed, you didn't stole it?
No, I borrowed. So, yeah. What day is it today? The 30th. Which means I might be able to play it on that New Year's Day.
Wow.
Ooh. Yay.
Yeah. It's a long game, though. It's really good. It's a lot more linear, I suppose, than Assassin's Creed 1's. No, you don't have to keep doing missions to get all those different assassin things.
Oh, right.
You just go from one mission to the next, and it all just leads into one.
All right, so you don't have to go back to a castle every time?
No.
Because that was annoying.
And there's a fast travel stations now, anyway.
Yeah, I heard that. That's got to be an improvement.
But you can't...
Running between those cities took forever. So boring.
You're supposed to get a horse.
Well, yeah, but at first you didn't have it, so...
You didn't?
I didn't.
Are you sure you did? They're outside the city. You actually walked to a town then.
Yeah, once or twice. But yeah. So I want to...
You will.
I'm looking forward to playing Assassin's Creed 2.
And I'm sure you'll be able to play Assassin's Creed 1 next decade, because I have it.
Yeah.
Although I guess for games that I'm not going to play just yet, probably go for... Probably Uncharted 2, since I don't have a PS3, so I can't play it. So, I'll just...
Got it for you.
Yeah.
What about games you wish you could play, then?
She's done that.
No, but like, that you can't play.
That I can't play.
Oh, right, because, well, console.
I don't know. I don't know what games there are that I can't play.
You wish you could play Modern Warfare with Dane Cook.
Yeah, I wish I could have played Modern Warfare with Dane Cook. That would have made my year. That really would have.
Anyway, on that note, I think that's the end of our podcast.
Goodbye.
You said that with, like, such emotion and everything.
I'm sure we'll probably be back at some point. Like, maybe, if it's good.
Next year, though, definitely. Sometime next year.
New Year's 2011.
Yeah.
Actually, it'll be New Year's 2010. Well, unless we're going to just miss a year and then do our biannually podcast.
No, biannually would be twice every year.
All right, semi-annually. Okay, we'll see you later then. That's the end of our podcast. We've been the Stars Marathon team. Make sure you check out our website. It'll be in the description. Or if you've actually listened to it on the website, then.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And Merry Christmas.
Gone Christmas.
And all a good night.